Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. You're watching I, allegedly. And you guys work fast. So I want to thank Eva and Ken with an assist for getting me to the Trump rally. And I told you guys I would attend all three. Just give me the invite. And I would fly anywhere and drive anywhere. So Rosie and I, you know, packed up like the Beverly Hillbillies and came out here to Vegas. And we're going to see Trump. So I wanted to show you guys, okay? It is packed, guys. Absolutely packed. So more to come. I hate politics, and it's just gotten worse over the years. It really has. But an event like this reminds me of attending a sporting event. And, you know, you have the home team and you have the away team, and people are just out there cheering. They're having a good time. But it's not like politics. Politics are awful. Now, I want to remind you, if Joe Biden's campaign wants to invite me with a press pass and they'd like me to go see him speak, I will cover that event. RFK Jr., whatever coffee house he's talking at, I'll go there too and get a press pass. This was amazing to see the people, to see the crowds, to see everything. It was absolutely an unbelievable experience. Now, again, this is not a political channel. I put the invitation out there. People reached out and I went and did it. It was absolutely an amazing experience and I'm glad I got to do it. And it was unbelievable. But to be in that press area and to have people are freaking out because people either love the press or they hate the press at this thing. It's that simple. And to be in that was kind of fun. Okay. I enjoyed every second of it myself. But, you know, Trump made an announcement that was absolutely amazing. Think about this. He said if he's elected, he's going to eliminate the taxes on service workers for your tips. So no more taxes on tips. Now, I have spoken to, there were five people that we spoke to because we went to lunch afterwards, went to dinner, and I'm out of town. You know, we talked to everybody I could talk to and tell them about this. And every waiter, every waitress, everybody from the valet, you know, they're like, really? Oh my gosh. Because for example, one waiter and one valet said, I make minimum wage, Dan. And you know, that's that. If I could not get taxed on my tips, I would make real money. I would be able to live. And, you know, so it'll be interesting. You know, the Culinary Union came out immediately and said, we're not going to listen to a felon. And it's just a ploy to get votes. And again, see the politics. It's horrible. So, there's going to be some Trump stuff in here. You're going to have part of the rally. Half the people are going to want to see it. Enjoy yourself. I'm going to come back with more news towards the end, but just enjoy me in the background for a little bit. Okay? So let me know if you like this. And again, invite me to the other ones, guys, because I'll be happy to go there. So let me know what you think. Enjoy.
Not too hot out here, right? You know, it's not bad. I heard it was going to be terrible. I heard it was going to be so hot. Did you see we put out a notice saying don't come? So only 20,000 people showed up. There's never been anything like this, but it's great to be back in that beautiful state. You know the state. We love it. And you always have to say it correctly. Nevada.
Including the fact that they've weaponized the Department of Justice like has never happened in this country. We're going to end the weak and failed regime of crooked Joe Biden, the worst president in the history of our country, and we're going to make America great again. For 3.5 years, the people of Nevada have had a front row seat to Joe Biden's evil and criminal obliteration of our stop the invasion. Right now, all he needs to do is say, I hereby immediately reinstate every single border policy of a gentleman named Donald J. Trump. You know, he doesn't need anything. He could have done this. He's a little late, by the way. Number one, he's late. Number two, it's meaningless what he signed. Just a PR ploy, as usual. It's disinformation, misinformation, talk. They talk as our country goes down the tubes. Less than 4 years ago, I handed Crooked Joe the strongest, most secure border in the history of our country. We never had a border like that. We built 571 miles of border wall. It was unbelievable. We ended all catch and release. He's incompetent. He's not old. He's not old. I know people that are 88, 89, 92. Man named Bernie Marcus, founder of Home Depot. He's Bernie Marcus is 95, I think. And he's 100. You talk to him, he's 100% sharp. This guy, there's just something missing. And there always has been, by the way. He always had the worst and dumbest foreign policy. There always has been. Under the Trump administration. Wait, if we'll you do a poll. We'll go Sleepy first, and then we'll go Crooked. Which is a better name for Joe Biden? Sleepy Joe? Or Crooked Joe? So in Venezuela, they took all of their criminals, a very heavily crime-ridden country. They took all of their criminals and they dumped them into a place called the United States of America. They're down to about 40% left, and they're all coming. I can't believe it took them so long. If I were the heads of one of the many, and this is happening all over the world, if I were the heads of one of the countries, I would have been totally 100% by now. Their crime rate, they just announced, is down 72%. So their crime. So next year, what we'll do is we'll meet in Venezuela because it's going to be a lot safer. Unless one thing happens, unless you make me president, in which case, it'll be very safe. Drug dealer bill, it's weak, it's ineffective, it's bullshit what he signed. Wow, that's turning out to be like a deplorable. Remember deplorable when Hillary said deplorable? She said deplorable, and that was not good. That was not a good word to use. This word seems to be catching on a little bit, but in a much more positive way than deplorable. That was not good. She actually said deplorable and irredeemable. Do you remember? And I heard it, and I said, wow, that irredeemable is really a bad word.
There's more news. Tesla is threatening to sue a man who bought a Cybertruck, and it can't fit in his garage. He didn't realize how big it was, and he has to park inside his garage. And he needs to sell it. So they say they're going to fine him $50,000 if he sells the Cybertruck, because they won't take it back. Now, speaking of EV cars, one thing that's fascinating right now is that Hertz is unloading their EV cars. And you want to buy a Tesla, go there, because they're selling stuff for $25,000 right now that is $50,000, $60,000. And yeah, they're used. But if you want to do that, there's just a huge amount of there's just a huge discount right now that they've offered for all this stuff. So fascinating, fascinating, fascinating stuff. Great story below on how Moody's has downgraded six more banks while we're fighting amongst ourselves. You guys get this? It's kind of a joke right now. So you've got six more regional banks that are having trouble. Read the story below. And it's ridiculous. This is what we're going through right now, guys, is the infighting, the senseless infighting right now. Rite Aid wants to exit bankruptcy right now and cannot because its CEO makes $20 million a year and they think that that's kind of a too big of a payout right now. Well, duh, duh. So one crime that is absolutely growing at a very fast pace is postal theft. There was a postal worker who has been indicted for stealing $36,000 worth of checks. This woman, very bold. Kira Blount is under indictment right now. She took $36,000 for the checks, opened up Bank of America accounts and other people's names, went to the ATM, cash checks, complete chaos.
So last year, that's terrible. You know, this is as far as the, look at all the fake news back there. Look at all the fake. They are fake. They are fake. Did you see Biden yesterday in Normandy, and he was in France? He embarrassed us so badly, right? Does everyone know that? He embarrassed us so badly, it was terrible. It's just terrible. This is not a representative for what used to be the greatest country. This country is really, we are a nation in major decline, and we're going to stop it immediately. Last year, a father from Pasadena, because there won't be many people that come in illegally anymore. They'll come in, but they'll come in legally. You'll be able to hire them. And you'll be able to work with them. But we want people to come into our country. They have to come in legally, okay? So, these people. That probably means we'll make a better speech. No, I got no teleprompter. You know, I pay all this money to teleprompter people. And I'd say 20% of the time they don't work. They don't work. The thing's waving around. They can't tie it a little bit tighter. I'm trying to look at. So, we're all in this together, everybody. We're all in this together. Just a mess. I had one in Ohio where in this state, they're killing unions. They're killing unions because the unions are not able to survive. They're not able to survive this onslaught. It's making them impossible. They've worked hard. They've worked long to get their salaries up a little bit. They're not able to do it. Virtually 100% of the new jobs under Biden have also gone to illegal aliens. We're going to do the things that you've wanted to do. We're going to bring it back to 4 years ago and do even more. We did, you know, people are saying to themselves, were we better off 4 years ago or are we better off now? And it wasn't even close. We had the greatest economy in history. What we did in taxes, nobody's ever done. Even Ronald Reagan gave a big tax cut. We gave the biggest tax cut in history, the biggest regulatory cut. Nobody did what we did, and everybody was happy. And now they see this person in there that he doesn't know he's alive. He doesn't know he's alive. I mean, I watched
times
him.
Worse.
2016 was terrible. But this is a different league. This is a different level. This is the worst border in the history of the world. There's never been. No third world country has a border like that. And no third, I'll tell you what, no third world country has weaponization.
What an amazing experience, guys. The people. They say there's 20,000 people here, and I think there's more. So it's absolutely amazing. The crowd has been fantastic, and the hospitality. I want to thank Eva for inviting me and getting me through. Absolutely amazing. So thank you very much. Really appreciate it. Onward and upward, guys. Don't forget to hit the like button. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel. And email me, hello@iallegedly.com. And again, Biden and JFK Jr., you guys want me to come cover your event, invite me, same way. Don't just give me the address. Not interested in that. I want to be invited like that, okay? See you soon.